You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Joining us right now from the Baltimore Banner, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he's Andy Koska. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, man. Listen, we talked about this a lot, spending, trying to waste some time in the clubhouse and who might get traded. One of the names that came up as a possibility was Ramon Urias. Not a definite, but, you know, you looked at Cedric and guys like that, you thought, yeah, those guys are definitely gone. But Ramon was iffy because he still had team control. Were you surprised to see him move to the Astros?
Yes and no. I'll start with a yes. The Orioles are trying to compete in 2026. Urias is a valuable bench piece in that he can play realistically second, third, first, shortstop if you're absolutely desperate, but you're probably not. Three positions in the infield, a good enough bat. There's value in that. You know, there's a reason why he has 1.5 wins above replacement this year, even though he's hitting 688 OPS.
Right.
It's just because he brings a lot more to the table. Definitely one of the more underappreciated Orioles in his 4.5-5 years in Baltimore. No, at the same time, because there were some scouts from other teams, reaching out to me over the last 2 weeks saying like, hey, would the O's actually, move a Urias? The hurdle in the past, teams have asked about Ramon Urias every winter, every trade deadline for a couple of years now. The hurdle in the past has been that the Orioles have, felt too strongly about him, I guess,
right,
is how you could say it. The return was too high. This time they obviously asked for a return that was palpable for Houston. It was a single A, reliever, 20 years old. Twine Palmer, not ranked in Baseball America's top 30. The Fangraphs has him 37th in the Astros organization. So kind of a lottery ticket. We'll see what he turns out to be in 5 years, most likely. Clearly Baltimore was willing at a certain point to say, okay, let's extract value out of this. Maybe we don't plan to have him in the 2026 equation. Give more time. Also, it gives more playing time to Kobe Mayo at a certain point, just because it's a right-handed bat that needs to make sure he's in the lineup, against lefties every day and most likely against righties every day.
Andy, how much fireworks do we see today? Because, like, we were looking at it, and I guess if you brought up the first four guys you'd bring up possibly trading would be O'Hearn, Mullins, Eflin, and, of course, Charlie Morton. The Eflin thing's interesting because of the qualifying offer, so it has to be something better than what you would get back for that. But do you think we see a handful of more trades today?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Yesterday, I had a text from a source that said the Orioles are going to be, quote, really effing busy. and I believed him. And here we are with, you know, two trades overnight, you know, that was up doing. And today I expect we'll set the over under at 3.5. And I'm going to go the over. I was a little surprised. Actually, I was more surprised at the Kittredge trade, if we're going back to in a surprise.
Yeah.
I'm happy to talk about that if you'd like me to.
Yeah. But,
I was more surprised at Kittredge being traded to the Cubs. The return, I haven't figured it out yet. So I apologize on that. I don't know exactly what the O's are getting. But, you know, Kittredge has a $9 million club option, which means he's under control next year. Last year, he was a premier setup guy. This year, didn't pitch as much because, you know, he didn't debut until mid-May. Because
May 21st, yeah.
Thank you, yes, because of the knee surgery that he underwent in spring training. But besides the blow-up game, you know, he gave up 4 runs in one outing, which helped elevate his ERA. But, you know, he has a 3.45 ERA. His whip is fine, just a tick over 1. There's a lot to like with this guy. I mean, he's going to be 36 probably next year or something like that. Veteran reliever. There's a lot of pressure now on Mike. There always was. But on Elias for rebuilding a bullpen. I mean, we knew that, you know, expiring contracts for Gregor Soto, Seranthony Domínguez. Brian Baker, we can go back and forth on whether he was a realistic option for 26. But Kittredge was, you know, right there, an expected option in 2026 that now they're going to have to figure out, you know, even before him, but now, you know, including with the loss of Kittredge, how to build back a bullpen to compete, because right now, as it stands, obviously is not going to win you many games. Kittredge, I thought, was going to be part of that, but, you know, not anymore.
Andy, like you said, it's going to be Orioles going to be effing busy today. How can folks follow you on social media?
Yeah, Twitter or Blue Sky. Feel free to jump on either.
There you go.
Thanks, Andy.
Andy, thanks a lot for the time this morning.
Yeah, of course, guys.
All right, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So he says yes and no on Arias trade, but surprised about Kittredge because he thought Kittredge was going to stay. And I'm glad he said that because remember a conversation I had with him. He's mentioned how he didn't think they should have gotten rid of Kittredge before the trade.
Yeah, and again, that was the one that caught me off guard because I didn't expect it. Not to say that I'm against it. You know, I'd love to see Kittredge here next year. But bullpens are cyclical, man. Like, unless you know it when you have those guys.
See, I'm different on it. I expected them to be traded.
Did you?
Yeah. And that's the conversation. I expected them to be traded.
Well,
I thought Arias could, but I didn't expect it to happen. So I'm surprised on Arias.
I just love
But I'm not surprised with Kittredge.
I just love how some of these fans have done a 180 on, like, again, you can do no right. No matter what happens, he can't do right. Oh, that's what you got back? Like, he even said it's a lottery ticket on this kid. But if you Palmer, if you think scouting is his strength, why are you arguing with this trade? Oh, but we need a utility infielder. Remember when? No, I don't. I remember when everybody was telling me to get rid of him. I was ready to cut him last year. You know, Ramon.
Yeah, I know.
He's
my guy.
He's a solid player. But again, stop falling in love with mediocrity.
Yeah, it's my guy, but I understand. What song did you quote last week? It's not right, but it's okay.
Yes, that is true.
It's not right, but it's okay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.